wood, hay, and stubble, and when you burn it up in the fire, it's burned up, is incinerated, and becomes nothing. You will not lose heaven. This is a good thing about being in Christ Jesus. Paul says we won't lose heaven, but you won't get any rewards. Okay. And I hear you. I hear you. Some of you say to me, I don't care. I just want to go to heaven. Right? And you say that, right? I just want to go to heaven. Well, I want to go to heaven too, brethren. But I want some rewards. How many of y'all want some rewards? How many of you know that there's going to be rewards in heaven? Well, I want some rewards, brethren, after all of this work and after all of this sweating and all of this praying and all of this preaching and after all of this singing church, I want Jesus to say to me, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Isn't that what you want to hear? Now, brethren, so what is the purpose of the judgment? Well, those who appear there will not be judged again on the basis of their sins. And I'm talking about baptized believers, brethren. They won't be judged on those who are faithful unto death. They won't be judged based on their sins. They who appear are already saved, and there will be rewards given out. Let me list them for you in the Bible. Brother, you're not going to have it on the screen, so don't worry about turning to that just yet. There is the incorruptible crown or the imperishable crown. That will be given to those, brethren, whose faith in the Lord has stood the test. That's the imperishable crown. Now, somebody will say to me, well, preacher, where do you get that from? Isn't that what you would say to me? Amen. I'm glad you said that to me because I want to show it to you. Go to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 9. Let's look at the verses. It's not on the screen. You're going to have to open up your Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And let's look at the verses 24 through 27. Paul says, right to the church of Corinth, do you not know that those who run the race all run, but one receives the prize? He says, run in such a way that you may obtain it, that you may win it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. So brethren, so those who overcomes, those who withstood the test, you will receive an incorruptible crown, an imperishable crown. That's a reward. All right? Then there's the crown of life. The crown of life. That's for the person who endures and overcomes temptations. And so, preacher, where do you find that at? Where is that in the Bible? Go over to James. James chapter 1. And let's read the verses 12. James says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised those who love him. The crown of life. Those, brethren, who has overcome temptation. We find once again in Revelation chapter 2 and the verses number 10. Where Jesus says in John, right through the book of Revelation and chapter 2 in verse 10, do not fear any of those things which you're about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. We have the imperishable crown. We have